From Interstate 4, Eatonville's historic Main Street, East Kennedy Boulevard, stretches five blocks through the town's business district. Mayor Bruce Mount cannot hide his enthusiasm about the changes the town is going through.
If you haven't been down Kennedy Boulevard lately, you will not know Kennedy Boulevard.
Famous African American institutions, including the Hungerford Normal and Industrial School, and figures like writer Zora Neale Hurston, shared addresses along the storied piece of pavement. Over the past 2 years, Kennedy has been repainted, repaved, and re-landscaped. But now Eatonville is getting the kind of gateway its leaders say it deserves. A new iron archway mounted on brick columns with a Welcome to Eatonville sign at the top displays information about the town and its 125th anniversary, says Mount.
It has a clock on it, and it also has some nice plaques on it. We know Zora Neale Hurston plaque is there. The school is there. And so that is a very nice thing to the streetscape where the citizens are proud. I mean, I'm getting calls all the time.
The vast majority of those calls about Kennedy's overhaul are positive, he says, and so is most of the conversation down the street. It's lunchtime at Vanya's Southern Cooking Cafe on Kennedy, and customers are buzzing about the beautification.
Huge difference already. It should be very beautiful, you know. It's a very historic town.
With them doing the construction, it gives the town a better look and then make the people feel good, make the town run smoother. So we're coming a long way.
While Vanya's customers Darius Gallagher and Esther Crichton celebrate Eatonville's present, May St. Julian is keeping track of the town's past. St. Julian is the chair of the Eatonville Historic Preservation Board. She explains the significance of the year 1887 for Eatonville.
What we celebrate is the actual signing of the Articles of Incorporation, making it an official town recognized by the state.
The town was actually founded in 1881 by a freed slave named Joe Clark, says St. Julian. She says since African Americans could only buy individual plots of land back then, enough for one house, Clark sought the help of his boss, citrus industry entrepreneur and retired military captain Josiah Eaton.
The town is named for Mr. Eaton because he was the major contributor and the major supporter of Joe Clark. And he advertised, and you can see on a newspaper back in 1880s, for people of color to come to Eatonville and own your own land. And you could purchase a lot for $35 cash or $50 if you needed credit.
6 years later, in 1887, men from 27 of Eatonville's 29 families incorporated the town. Fast forward 125 years, and Mayor Mount will help honor these men by cutting the ribbon on the gateway that commemorates the town's anniversary. The ribbon will stretch the whole five blocks to the smaller brick columns marking the east end of Eatonville on Kennedy. These columns do not have an arch, and that seems to be a bit of a problem for one nearby business owner.
Gordon's Meatbag Fish House. I'm good. How are you?
Former Eatonville Mayor Abraham Gordon Jr. owns the Beback Fish House, which is closest to those columns. He had a different vision for his end of the street.
It should have been the same height that is down on that end and just head across Welcome to Eatonville. And that would have made it somewhat complete.
But the changes are not finished, says Mayor Mount, starting with plans for more development near the new gateway.
We want it to be like mixed use, amphitheaters, the eateries, the hotels. That's what we want. We want Eatonville, when we're talking about the future, to be a tourist destination. And because people say, what do you have to sell? Or what do people have to sell? Our history.
Mount says that plan is still in the early stages. Next step, a visioning meeting with the town council as Eatonville continues to evolve and to celebrate its anniversary throughout the year. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 News.